Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
May 1st, 2007, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, an interview with Rick LePage. That's right, I have a great show for you today. In a little bit, I'm going to spool up a chat that I had with my friend Rick just a few days ago. Rick has been the editor of Macworld magazine. He's a terrific photographer. He shoots with a Canon 5D and has some wonderful lenses, such as the 50mm f1.2 that I not so secretly covet, would love to have. He also knows a whole heck of a lot about inkjet printing. He tests printers for HP and Epson and Canon. He writes reviews. He knows just about everything that's going on in the world of fine art inkjet printing. And we're not going to talk to him about any of that today, because the other thing that Rick really likes to do is take pictures with Polaroid cameras. That's right, Polaroid cameras. I saw some of Rick's pictures on Flickr, some of his Polaroid shots, and I'm thinking, what the heck is this guy doing? I mean, here we go. He's walking around. He's got a 5D. He's got all this great glass. He's got humongous printers at home that he can print anything he wants, just about as big as he wants. And he's walking around with a Polaroid SX70 taking pictures of street lamps. And I'm going, this is really crazy. But then I really started to look at the photos, and there's just something there that you see in these Polaroid shots that I don't see in the shots that I take with my digital cameras and even often with my traditional film cameras. And so I started chatting to Rick about this, you know, about, you know, how did you get hooked on this, and, you know, what's happening in your creative, you know, mind when you're, you know, working with these tools, and you know, what sort of satisfaction do you get, and why do you keep pursuing it? And the conversation was really interesting. So we decided to sit down and tape it because things came up in our discussion about, you know, why he likes shooting with Polaroids that I go, wow, I mean, there's some stuff here that spills over that makes him a better digital photographer, that makes him a better printer, that helps him in all these different areas that I never realized. Plus, he has the benefit of really creating something unique with these Polaroid shots. So we talk about what he uses, you know, where he finds out about this equipment, where, you know, you can look at pictures that other artists are doing. We've got all sorts of good stuff. It's really a fun show, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Before I do that, though, we have a little virtual camera club business. So the April assignment is in the books, Window to the Soul. And I had a nice flurry of shots there at the end, and I'm working on the gallery, which I think you will enjoy when I post it. Hopefully it will be up pretty soon. But we need to start on a new assignment. It's May already. It's May 1st. So the assignment for May, the assignment that you can start working on today, is Slender. Slender, one word. I like one-word photo assignments, don't you? They're kind of fun. Slender. Now, I don't think I need to really, you know, talk a whole lot about Slender because, I mean, it could be just about anything in the physical world. And, you know, there are probably all sorts of different interpretations I'm not even thinking of right now. But the fact of the matter is you've got a full month of May to work on this, and I think it's going to be a terrific gallery. So Slender it is. Get cracking. Keep your eyes peeled. I bet you're going to find a good Slender shot, you know, in just like the next day or so, and be way ahead of the curve. Also, I'm working on a new feature for the Digital Story, a new feature for the site, and I hope to be able to announce it, oh, within another week or so. We're in the final phases of testing right now. I will tell you that it involves photographs, it involves you, and it involves fun. I mean, what more could you want? And I think you're really going to like this new feature. It's something for everyone. Yeah, always a good thing, right? And so stay tuned, and hopefully I'll be kind of spilling the beans next week or no later than maybe the week after that. Grab shots are rolling in nicely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your work with everyone else. I really appreciate it. I try to convey that when I write you to thank you for submitting your shot after I publish it. You know, that's the only time you'll hear from me on Grab Shots is right after I put it up. But I really appreciate you sending in your shots and participating. And I just say, keep it going. Keep sending more. And I think that's about it for now. I don't want to spill the beans on the new feature, and you know what the photo assignment is. So why don't we get back to Mr. LePage, and let's talk about walking around with a Polaroid camera and why the heck you'd want to do it. All right, here we go. This is Rick and I talking in San Francisco just a few days ago. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back on right after the interview. I'm here with Rick LePage. And I first started working with Rick when he was editor at Macworld Magazine, and he later became president of Macworld Magazine, and now he's editor at large. Rick has a number of photography-related passions. One of them, he's a guy that really knows a lot about printing, but he has sort of a hobby also, and he enjoys shooting with Polaroid cameras. And the only guy I know that has more than one Polaroid camera right now. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm doing great, Derek. Yes, I have more than one Polaroid camera.
How many Polaroid cameras are you shooting with right now?
I'm shooting with four Polaroid cameras right now. I have three models that were based on the old SX70 design, and one that came out in 1973 with the funky mechanical noise when it spits out your picture. And I also have a Polaroid back from my Holga plastic camera. And those are the ones that I'm shooting with mainly. I have two or three other older Polaroid pack cameras that are in various states of disarray. And I'm actually trying to build one with them that will work.
Now, this is wild because for those of you that don't know, the Holga camera is sort of a cult camera in itself. It's a camera that I believe is made, is it out of Ukraine?
No, they're made in China. They formerly were, they're all plastic, had a plastic lens. Now they've upgraded. You can actually buy a Holga with a glass lens. But the charm in them is the lens is not quite perfect. There's usually at least one light leak. They're, you know, two shutter speeds. They're very much like those old cameras, the Weekender cameras that they used to do in the 50s for people that, you know, it's like make it drop dead simple to take a picture. And they take absolutely wonderful, wonderful pictures on medium format film. So you can scan them quite easily on a flatbed scanner and still get a fair amount of detail.
Friends that I have that are into fine art photography that are looking for a different kind of look, a lot of them have picked up Holgas because they can just get a different kind of shot that you can't get with a regular film camera. I mean, a regular, like a Rolleiflex or a Hasselblad.
Yes, that's absolutely true. You get although I've seen some wonderfully clear and drop-dead gorgeous pictures from a Holga, they always look as though they came from something a little bit different. And it's fun. They're like $30, I think, you know, in the store. I mean, I don't even worry about losing it, you know. So it's actually been a lot of fun. And then recently I got a Polaroid back for it. And, you know, just using the Polaroid pack film, the black and white and the color stuff. And I'm still trying to get the hang of it because it's the ISO of the Polaroid film is very different from the ISO that recommended for the Holga film. So, you know, lighting is actually pretty important for that.
So this is a bit of a revelation to me, the Polaroid back. Now, is this something that's a jerry rig, or did someone actually make a Polaroid back for the Holga, which is sort of a mind-boggling thing in itself?
Yes, it's about three times the price of the Holga itself. As with many things that are odd, like the Polaroid and the Holga, there are some obsessed people in Japan, and that's where the Holgaroid back comes from. There was one made a few years ago, and then they stopped manufacturing it. And then about 6 months ago, I believe, the company started making them again. And one of the advantages in the new Polaroid back for the Holga is that you can shoot both the old square format Polaroid film, which has been discontinued, And you can also shoot the current pack film, which is a little bit wider. It still only shoots a square image on the pack, but you know, you can use stuff that's commercially available today.
So is Polaroid film alive and well, or I mean, it's still being made? Or, you know, I mean, is this an industry that, because it's kind of fallen off a lot of our radar, and then, you know, it seems like we were hearing rumors that Polaroid film is dead. Is this an industry that's alive?
Is it alive? It's not dead yet. So the SX70, which is where this Polaroid obsession for me really started, I found an old original SX70 on eBay and had seen a bunch of things on Flickr sites related to SX70. So I decided I wanted one. It was cheap. I got it for $35 or something. And at that point in time, you could still buy SX70 film, the Time Zero film. But Polaroid had announced that they were going to stop making it as of December 2005. So I got the camera. I bought some SX70 film on eBay. There's plenty of people selling it about 6 or 8 months ago. And just, I had a blast with it. But buying SX70 film was not going to be possible. But the cartridge size of the, you know, the 600 one-step cameras, the really cheap Polaroids that you can still walk into Walgreens and buy now, the cartridge size is the same size as the SX70. And there's a hack you can do. You cut two tabs off the plastic cart and put a neutral density filter on front of the SX70 lens. You can use the 600 film that's out there now. And there are even people, again, in Japan who sell a little ND filter that fits right on the SX70 lens. They're like $10. You can also play with the density filter on the Polaroid to get it the way you want. And then a couple months ago, the last SLR that Polaroid made was the 680. And that takes the 600 speed film that you can buy in Walgreens, Walmart, wherever nowadays. And I just keep an eye on the sales because there's lots of places that sell it 2 for 1. As far as I know, all the Polaroid film right now is being made in the Netherlands. I don't think there's anything being made in the United States anymore. And this, again, going by what I see on Flickr, there's a huge Polaroid community going on there. I mean, if you look in Explore, which is sort of, you know, Flickr's what's hot today, inevitably you will see a number of very good Polaroids.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, so I've gone over, you have Flickr site too, which we'll list in the show notes. And I've seen your Polaroids on the Flickr site, and you have some really nice work and some things that, you know, I'm not sure I would know how to get with a Rebel, you know, digital camera right now, you know, that kind of look, that kind of feel. Tell me a little bit about your process, how you go from Polaroid to Flickr, you know, and you know what, because, you know, in the end, you end up digitizing your work.
Yes, I use an Epson flatbed scanner. I take probably about 6 times as many Polaroids as show up on my Flickr site. You know, the Polaroids are cranky in the sense that there's not a lot of manipulation you can do to them. You know, you can lighten or darken them with a little knob that's on the front of the camera. That's about it. And I would say there's a softness and a color quality that you just can't get with the digital stuff today. Not better. I mean, I love shooting with my 5D. I have a bunch of digital work, but there's just something about the Polaroid that I really like in terms of the tones and the softness of the image, which is something that the scanning actually helps contribute to. You know, I rarely sharpen any of them as I scan them in, and sometimes I have a real hard time getting the dust off them. So I run them through a dust and scratches filter in Photoshop, and it doesn't do anything really to the image other than get rid of the big dust specks. I've been joking with a friend that we should do a Holga action for Photoshop CS3 as well as a Polaroid filter. There are a bunch of actions, and there's even, I think, a Flickr action that you can do that'll put a Polaroid border on your print. But what we really want is something that'll give you that SX70 look directly from Photoshop with your digital Rebel shot. So if I don't find one soon, I think I'm gonna make one.
That would be so cool. So I mean, it's interesting because the, you know, when we talk about from start to finish on creating, you know, what I end up seeing on Flickr, then the scanning part of it is actually contributes to the overall look, the final look of the image.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. And one of the things that I've found, one of the things that shooting with the Polaroid has really helped me with is it's a fixed lens camera. It's, you know, as I said, it's cranky in terms of exposure. And, you know, we're so used to with the digital stuff, you know, turning on automatic, using these zoom lenses to get in and frame the shot. And the Polaroid really makes me step back and think more. And it makes me step back and think more than any film camera, other film camera I shoot with, which I find refreshing. And then I also find that that helps me in my digital work. You know, I've actually moved on my 5D. I've actually taken off the zooms and have been walking around with prime lenses. And that really gets me thinking about, you know, how do I get to the shot? You know, is this really the place I want to be? And, you know, for me, that's what the Polaroid has done, aside from just being a lot of fun.
Yeah, when I talk to photographers who shoot a lot, especially who shoot a lot for a living, a lot of times they're always kind of saying, well, you know, here's my trick for keeping my eyes fresh. Here's how I kind of, you know, reset things so that I don't get in a rut, so that I see the world differently. And I think one of the things that you're talking about here is, you know, when you shoot with a Polaroid, you do see the world a little differently. You do slow down a little bit. And, you know, you can take that into your digital photography or whatever other tool that you use. And, I mean, we even used to do that with view cameras. We used to shoot with view cameras every now and then just to kind of slow down a little bit and really look at the frame and see if we could do a little something different.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's changed the way that I view the world, and it's definitely changed the way that I view digital. I've had some people say, oh, you're just going retro. You know, you're going back, you're just going to shoot film. And it's like, no, that's not it. But I enjoy walking around with, as my wife calls it, the Polaroid pocket in my shirt. You know, I'll come home from work and, you know, she'll see five or six Polaroids in that pocket and wants to see what happens. It's just another tool for me to figure out how to get those shots that I want. I've actually been playing with, I'm doing some shots with Polaroids and then I'm coming back on another day and shooting the same image with the Holga or with the 5D or with a point-and-shoot digital camera. And just not so much because I think it's a great image, but what's the differences between this and that sort of stuff. So
for someone that gets lit by this conversation and wants to know a little bit more about, you know, what's going on in Polaroid photography, are there any sites, are there any watering holes that you go to, or is Flickr a good place just to see what people are doing there?
Flickr is a really good place to see what people are doing. If you go and do a search on Polaroid, you'll come up with, there's 40 or 50 groups. There are people who just use Polaroids for portrait photography. There are a couple really great portrait photographers. One guy on Flickr, his name is Lou Obedlam. Another one is Grant Hamilton, who doesn't shoot portraits as much as he shoots city shots and abstracts, and they're just phenomenal images. And then if you really want to find out about Polaroid cameras and film and, you know, could I buy this old Polaroid on eBay and use it, there's a site called The Land List, after Edwin Land, the founder of Polaroid. And it's a long, complicated URL. I'm sure we can give it to people another way. But if you just do a Google search on The Land List, you'll come up with the site. And it hasn't been updated in about 3 or 4 years, but it doesn't really matter because there hasn't been a Polaroid in 3 or 4 years. But it's got great information. It's got every model Polaroid ever made, all of the film types, what works with what. And that's a really good place to start. And then the discussion forums in Flickr itself, in some of the groups, are really helpful, especially if you're interested and you say, I want to buy this or I want to do this. You know, I think buying a cheap SX70 on eBay and just playing around with the film you can buy in the drugstore today is the best way to start.
That sounds great. Thanks so much. You know, what we'll do is we'll get some of those URLs in the show notes. So we'll definitely send people over to your Flickr shots. Thanks so much, Rick.
You're welcome, Derek.
All right. Good stuff from a good guy. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about this whole Polaroid sort of thing? And I guess it's not just limited to, you know, working with a Polaroid camera. I think the real thing is it's about working with any sort of different set of tools other than what you normally do to help you see the world a little differently, to maybe, you know, expand your eye a little bit. maybe to get you excited about photography in ways that you haven't been excited for a while. I mean, I think there's all sorts of side benefits to this endeavor that Rick was talking about. So something to think about while you're out shooting and when you're thinking about new projects, and maybe even when you're digging around in the closet and you run across some old camera, possibly a Polaroid camera, something else that you want to bring back to life and go take a few shots with. All right, well, I hope that got your juices running a little bit. Photo assignment for May is slender. We've got lots going on. I think I have a nice big announcement for you in another week or so. And in the meantime, enjoy your photography. Go out, take some pictures, and I will see you again here next week on The Digital Story. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.